Tom, and we have a guest tonight. So, Dan, you're here to talk about the franchise agreement?
Yes.
So we will give you the floor right away.
Good evening, Mayor, Councillors, and Administration. Again, thank you for allowing me some time tonight at Council to talk about the ACRO franchise agreement. I did send Administration today some handouts, which I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I printed them off here.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I also have with me just some documentation around historical franchise fees.
Okay.
Put here. And I also have some documents that show the rate structure for Southern Alberta, which is helpful when you're comparing franchise fees to neighboring communities and just communities across Southern Alberta in general. So I'll leave those there. Oh, yeah. Hang on a moment. I can pass these out to you.
Good job. Oh, thank you. Good.
So ACRO's been serving the village of Carbergay for a very long time. I think we started servicing the village back in 1959. So there's quite a bit of history. And like you mentioned, Mayor, I'm here tonight to talk about the expiry of the franchise agreement.
Okay.
And if you go to page number one, you'll see a grant of franchise. So what is a franchise agreement? These exist all over North America. It is an agreement between a utility company and a municipality. And what it does is it grants that utility company exclusive right to operate within that service territory. And in doing that, the municipality doesn't grant similar rights to any other companies for the duration of that term. And as the utility company, we do bear the full responsibility of the delivery or of the infrastructure in that community and are responsible for maintaining it and all capital upgrades that would take place throughout the duration of the term. And what it also does is it just gives us that certainty to continue to invest in the community. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about just the amount of investment that is coming to Alberta as we march towards net zero over the next 20 or 30 years. And it is substantial. And I'll explain that at the end real quick.
Okay.
So as I mentioned, the agreement between ACRO and Carbergay has expired. But that's okay, we're not going to come and shut off the gas.
Thank you.
It continues in perpetuity. It continues in perpetuity until it is either renewed or terminated. I do want to mention there is a clause within the current agreement that we have between us that does allow the utility company to halve the franchise fee that we pay out to the municipality if the agreement goes unrenewed longer than a year. I will say something that's never been exercised, but it does exist. And the reason it exists is just to incentivize parties to get together and to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But we're in good shape. I just wanted to mention that because it often does stick out when you read the agreement. The current agreement that you are on is based on the Alberta or the AUMA template that was developed back in 2003. And what happens is periodically the AUMA, which represents all municipalities in Alberta, and a number of utility companies get together and negotiate new terms and conditions that will live in the agreement. This happened in the inception of franchise agreements, which dates back to the 80s or the 90s. And it was changed in 2003 and again in 2015. So like I say, you're on the 2003 version. The proposed agreement that that we'll be working on is based on the newer one, the 2015 one. But I will say there has been very little changes.
When did ours expire?
It expired in the winter.
In the winter?
Yeah. And so the changes that were made, and I can share a decision from the Alberta Utilities Commission that explains it in more detail if you'd like. But they weren't considered material in nature. It was really just clarifying the different rights and responsibilities of the municipality and the utility company. So that's really what a franchise agreement is and how that works. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go through a number of clauses that exist in the agreement, just so that there is a really good understanding of how it works, what's in there, and what is ultimately going to happen when the agreement is renewed. So the first one here is the agreement term, and I have on the top decision number one. So upon approval with the bylaw that does give administration the power to work with ATCO to move forward on this, council will need to decide the term. And the bookends here, as set by the Alberta Utilities Commission, is minimum 10 years, maximum 20 years. And there is no benefit in signing 10, 15, or 20, just in terms of rates. It's all the same. It's really whatever the municipality is comfortable with. And I will say, in my experience, it's all over now. Some sign for 10, some sign for 12, 11, 15, 20. The one benefit that does exist, of course, is less administrative burden from having to do this over and over again. But as administration Patrick will learn, it's not that cumbersome. But that, like I say, that is decision number one that council will need to decide. The second decision that you will need to decide is the franchise fee. So we do collect a franchise fee from residents in Carmengate only. And what this fee is for is exclusive use of municipal right-of-ways and all the costs associated with that. So we install our pipe in your property, and oftentimes we are in the town completing locates, we're digging up roads. Now, of course, we do repair that, but there is an administrative burden on the village, because you're dealing with approvals and you're, you know, at times having to hydrovac out our facilities and expose it when you're doing your deep infrastructure work. So that's what the intent of the franchise fee is for, is to cover those costs. Right now, the village of Carmengate has a franchise fee set at 15%, and how we is come up with the actual amount is it's 15% of ATCO's delivery revenue, excluding the commodity cost of gas. So I think our forecast for 2022 is just under $100,000, $98,000. That's what we would get as far as revenue goes from the residents in Carmengate. So by setting a 15% fee, that will net $15,000, which we will remit on a monthly basis. So 15 annual, and then spread out over 12 months. That fee can be adjusted up to 35% annually. So at the time of renewal, doesn't matter what time of year it is, you can reset that. So if you wanted to set it higher or lower, well within your right to do so. But what we do every fall is we'll reach out to administration with a letter, typically around September, and just ask if you would like to change it or keep it the same for the following calendar year. So the documentation that I provided here on the table will be helpful, because you can compare to the neighboring communities and see what they're set at. You can also see what the different percentages would net in terms of revenue for the village. Any questions on the franchise fee?
No.
All right, moving on to municipal taxes. So there is another provision in the agreement that allows municipalities to collect linear tax on their, I think it's the deemed industrial infrastructure that we have in the community. And so Carmengate has been doing this for a number of years. And similar to the franchise fee, it's a percentage of our revenue. So in this case, if our linear tax for our deemed industrial assets in the community is, I don't know, $4,000, then that's represented as a percentage of our revenue. So in this case, 8%. Now, that's not something that you would set. It's just strictly based on whatever that tax base is in the community. So if we have, I think in this case, it would be our regulating station site, would probably be the one area that would be industrial and where you would get that tax base from. And so that provision, like I say, does exist in the agreement. The clause is in there. We just ask that when we're going through the renewal, that when mayor and administration initial each page of the proposed agreement, you just specifically initial municipal tax so that that can stay in. Now, the flip side, if you would like to remove that for whatever reason, you can. We just ask that it be stricken out. But if that was the case, if you wanted to remove municipal tax clause from the agreement, then you are forfeiting that extra dollars. Because the tax for that deemed industrial would then be taken as or taken from the franchise fee that we pay, so the $15,000 that we're paying now annually.
Can I just make a comment? The rate, so the non-residential rate we have, I think you've got 8.1, I've got 8.7, but from last year, it's the lowest in the area. So at least, you know, tax-wise, we are taxing at a lower rate. Now, whether council wants to remove that completely, you know, is up to council. But you know, at least it's on the side, mm-hmm. you know, that's a lower rate. So.
And they do show up. So if you look in your energy bill, whether it's for electricity, I assume with Fortis, or gas with Echo, it will show up as the as rate riders.
The tax part is the rate rider?
Yeah. There's franchise fee, and then there would be a rate rider for the municipal tax. All right, moving on to core and extra services. So within the agreement, we have our Schedule A, which is all of the, we'll say, the meat and potatoes of what we do as utility company. So we are in the community responding to emergencies 24/7. We're in the community reading meters. Now, Ariel from the plane. We're here upgrading our system, really whatever is required to maintain the gas distribution system. And there is a number of different provisions within that clause that really require us to do that. Schedule B is something that's existed in the franchise agreement template for a number of years, but I will say it's never been used by any municipality in Alberta. And what it does is it allows municipalities to really think outside the box with ATCO if they wanted us to perform other work. And an example I always give is, let's pretend that you wanted us to read your water meters at the same time that we're reading our gas meters. You could do that, and the fee for that would ultimately be collected through a rate rider. So, never been used, but it exists. cost of relocations. So this is really one of the primary benefits of having a franchise agreement with the utility company, because it obligates us to relocate our facilities anytime there is a conflict at our own cost. If you're dealing with a utility company that you don't have a franchise agreement with, you will learn that it could get complicated. So there is a couple of things in there that we ask for, just that we can plan our capital a little bit better. A year's notice, which is quite fluid. Things happen. You're doing deep infrastructure work and you run into a gas line. We will be there to move it at our cost. Now, what we can also do is propose a least cost alternative, or what we call an alternative course of action, where we might not relocate the pipe, but we might bring a crane in, support it, and allow you to do your work underneath of it, and all of that cost would be covered by ATCO. So it's not anything that would be an additional to the municipality, and if the municipality did incur additional design costs or consultant fees, that's something that we would pay too. Again, primary benefit of franchise agreements. The next clause here is the sale of the natural gas distribution system. So at the time of renewal, or I should say expiry, and going through renewal, all municipalities do have the ability to purchase the distribution system from ATCO at an agreed to price if they wanted to. Now, with ownership comes operation and maintenance and regulatory burdens.
You can skip to the next slide. Yeah.
Further to that, if ATCO ever did receive a bona fide offer from another company to purchase the entire distribution system in Carmengay, the village would have the right of first refusal to buy it on the same terms and conditions.
Sure.
And that only applies to an outright purchase of the entire village. If we were looking to just do some trading with TC Energy and swap a piece of pipe here and there, it wouldn't apply. And then the last piece I want to touch on there is if the municipality exercises its right to purchase and then decides to sell the system within 5 years, that's reciprocal. ATCO would have the right of first refusal to buy it back. And these, I will say, they're happy almost never with the province of Alberta. Another benefit of having a franchise agreement with utility is that as we expand, or as you expand, we expand, and it's at no direct cost to the village. So as your borders expand and you extend your water and sewer infrastructure out, our gas mains go out, and there's no direct cost. The cost comes into play when residents develop, build their homes, and then apply for a gas service. All right, that really covers some of the main parts of the franchise agreement. I just wanted to show on the next slide here the next steps. So I believe administration has prepared a bylaw,
yep,
which will ultimately replace bylaw 721, which was signed back in 2010. And what this bylaw does, I think I said this before, is it gives administration the power to work with ATCO to move forward with the renewal. So first reading, there's a bylaw form that's filled out. What we do is eventually, after a couple more steps are completed here, we will send an application to the Alberta Utilities Commission, and they'll review it, they'll approve it, send it back, and once we have formal signatures for Mariner's administration on the agreement, then you move forward with second and third reading, and then it's considered renewed.
So just first reading tonight then, eh?
Yeah, just first reading. Perfect. You bet. And then there's a couple other points I wanted to touch on too. So once we have the first steps completed, which would be the bylaw, there's a form of application that we require signatures from Mariner administration on, and then the proposed agreement. So there's 30-some clauses in it. What we ask is Mariner administration initial each page to accept the terms and conditions therein, followed by those forms. You send that to us. Then we will send you a template that will need to be published in a newspaper that you would consider to have the widest circulation for residents. Mm-hmm. And it's published once, and it just lists in there your intent to renew the franchise agreement with ATCO, the franchise fees that would be applicable to residents, and that impact.
Now, can we put it in our community newsletter? Because we only have one person in town that gets the actual book and advocate.
Mm-hmm.
So the community newsletter gets everybody?
Yeah. I think the stipulations that the commission has is it's print media.
Yeah.
So it could go there, but it could also go in a neighboring community that has a larger print media.
Yeah.
So it could go in, if Vulcan has a paper.
So that's when we usually do,
yeah,
but nobody, in only one person in town gets,
right,
the advocate.
Okay.
So it doesn't reach very many people?
Okay. Yeah, as long as it's, again, the messaging is vague, but it's print media with the widest circulation,
okay,
so that would work, yeah. And then there's a two-week period where residents can submit feedback,
okay,
after it's been published once, and what we ask is you just send us a note after that period has lapsed and let us know if any residents have given you feedback either for or against.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a relatively painful process. Or painful.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Now, I just want to spend another couple of minutes talking about the amount of investment that's coming to Alberta and our march towards net zero. And the slide I have here just represents ATCO's footprint in Alberta. I mean, we're a household name. We have been for 75 years as of this year. And on the gas side, actually, Canadian Western Natural Gas, we've been providing service to Southern Alberta for over 100 years. So we're well established, the biggest utility company in Alberta, and by doing that, we can leverage our economies of scale and provide the cheapest form of energy in comparison to any other. We're actually the lowest cost utility company in all of North America when we complete our benchmarking and compare to Canadian and U.S. companies. So we're pretty proud of that. And we're also really proud of just all the work that we're doing to decarbonize. And, you know, I will say it's not going to be an easy feat. You look at infrastructure that we have in Alberta today, whether it be gas, whether it be electricity, whether it be wind, solar. You know, it's a very integrated system. It's very complex, but very much reliant on fossil fuels. So as we work towards decarbonization, you can see the low-carbon technology solution slide here. We are trialing a number of different things to help us decarbonize. Renewable natural gas is one that's actually new to southern Alberta. We actually commissioned the first renewable natural gas regulating station in Lethbridge last year. And with renewable natural gas, what you're doing is you're taking animal waste and other products that, when they decompose, they release methane into the atmosphere. You're capturing that methane in a giant vat. And
yummy.
Yeah, it's not the best smell, I will say. And then you're processing it, and you're putting it into the distribution system so that when you're burning gas in your furnace, your stove, or your hot water tank, it's really carbon neutral. Because methane, as we know, is a much more potent hydrocarbon that's released into the atmosphere. When it's burned, it has less potency. So that's one. Hydrogen is another huge one. We're investing very heavily in hydrogen. Hydrogen is one of the most abundant molecules that exist in the universe, and it's often not easiest to capture and process. And right now, it can be quite expensive. It's quite cost prohibitive. But you know, ATCO and really every other utility company in North America has their sights on hydrogen, because you can reuse your existing infrastructure, right? The pipes that we have in the ground right now, you're putting natural gas through. We're going to start blending hydrogen in those pipes up to 20%. This is happening in the Edmonton region right now. But if you take the long view, 10, 20, 30 years in the future, we see 100% hydrogen communities where you're burning that. You're not having to change your behavior drastically like you would if you're adopting like full electrification of your home. And it's much better for the environment, because what you get when you burn hydrogen is water. If you ever watched that movie The Martian, Matt Damon, and he's stuck on Mars and he's burning the hydrogen and he gets that water, that's exactly what happens. So it's really exciting, the work that we're doing, but it is going to really bring a lot of investment. But we do see it being the lowest cost solution for Albertans, especially when you compare it to full electrification and heat pumps and those things. I mean, while they're absolutely environmentally friendly, they are an enormous cost to run in comparison to what we have today and what we could have with hydrogen. So the next slide here, hydrogen, the next natural step. This just shows our energy system today, which is primarily made up of natural gas and gasoline, diesel, and oil. And then in the future, you know, it's still a pie. There's still a whole different energy mix there, but hydrogen takes over really where natural gas was. And then you see hydro, nuclear, wind, and solar, and then bio would represent renewable natural gas. So that is net zero. That's carbon neutral. That is the future. That's 20, 30 years from now. And then this slide here, hydrogen capital investment cost versus electricity. This is some work that we've done to benchmark and see where we were at. You can see what it would cost for full electrification of the system. Comparison to hydrogen, it is a fraction of that cost. You think about who pays for it, it's the ratepayers. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion right now on how high utility costs are, and that's only going to increase, unfortunately. So with hydrogen, the natural next step, it is the cheapest, bar none. So just wanted to share that with all of you, make sure that there is an understanding and answer any questions that you might have about decarbonization and hydrogen. I mentioned that we've got a pilot project in the Edmonton area right now. We are blending hydrogen system, and so that's quite exciting too in Fort Saskatchewan.
So what is used for hydrogen?
So there's three or four ways that you can ultimately process hydrogen. The one way that we see being economically viable is with natural gas. So you're breaking down the natural gas and extracting hydrogen from it.
Okay.
Now that process in itself is quite carbon intensive, but when you factor in the work that the Alberta government is doing with carbon capture and that carbon capture trunk line that exists in the north and will one day come down south, you're taking all of that industrial carbon through the process, dumping it into that pipeline, and then burying it underground.
Uh-huh.
So there's no emissions.
Yeah. All takes money.
It does, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So our next step then is bylaw, first reading of the bylaw.
Yeah.
And then do you need a motion for to authorize the mayor and administration to sign something right after that, or do you just take that first reading and move
the first reading? Yeah,
that's all you need for
signal.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then there would be a notice of application that we would just need your signatures on, but as far as the formality of bylaws goes and the powers that come with it, that would
be
required.
Okay, so I can send that to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
If council passes it.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for all this information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Thanks for having me.
Too bad. So we're moving a pipe right beside here because we're building a building next door.
Okay.
And the pipe's a little bit too far that way to the west.
Okay.
So I think they're coming out. That's what Brett's probably harassing other people to get cracking on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's my term, not his. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly. That's
a rolling question.
Sure.
How come your picture's on
there? I actually had a picture in there from years ago, but
oh, nice.
Updated it. So I had more hair back then.
Yeah. I didn't know. Cool.
All right.
Well,
thanks, Dan.
Thank you. It was very nice to meet you.
Yes,
yeah,
likewise.
Thank you, Dan.
And take care. And
yeah, for sure.
I'm sure I'll talk to you all soon.
Be back.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah,
take care.
Thanks.
No.
We can have such a thing as a spare copy of the info.
Yeah, here you go.
I'll give it.
Yeah, he just gave it to me today, so I didn't get a chance to put it in the package. All right. Here you go.
All right. So do we want to talk about this, or do we have it farther down?
We do have it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's F. Yeah.
I kind of got lost in all the information.
Yeah, and I think all we're required to do is first reading, which is good. Yeah, so, you know, from our end, we'll be done tonight, but we need to if you want to move ahead.
Okie doke. So, question period.
Any questions?
All right.
Okay. Moving on. Approval of the agenda for May 17th regular council meeting. Is there anything anybody needs to add? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I will move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? It is carried. Approval of the minutes of the April 19th regular council meeting. Is there any errors or omissions?
Not that I see.
If not, may I have a motion to approve?
I will motion to approve the minutes of April 19th, 2022, our regular council meeting.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? And that is carried. All right. Public Works Report.
Mm-hmm. I thought, because I won't be here, you know, in the future here shortly, if there's some items on here you want me to focus on or sort of raise up, I mean, I think in general we understand about the pipe going under the tracks is you know, but that, and that's all in the works, and you know, that shouldn't be an issue. The commercial building's the same thing. Next Tuesday we start and do the hydrants in Champion, which would be good because that's probably the one thing Scott needs a hand with, you know, that he needs at least a semi-skilled set of hands with. Wouldn't say skilled, but, you know, so that'll leave him in a good spot. I mean, most of the stuff, you know, when we get the, we've only got a little bit more work to do across there, and then we can say, look, this is where we know the pipes to be, and then it's really up to the engineers to, you know, kind of get it done, and they understand what we're trying to do, so we'll kind of, you know, circle back to that and make sure that, you know, everything's in place. But aside from that, you know, just getting the students sorted out, all the mowers are ready, and he was out mowing last day or two, so.
So now in here it says advertised for 3 summer students.
Yeah, should be 2.
But 2, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's my mistake.
And then the only question I had seems kind of trivial, but where are we at with the Christmas lights? Like, did Fortis put power on the poles?
They said they were going to, and I didn't hear back. So I'll make sure that I follow up on that. Yeah, because you're right. Next time we'll talk about it, be December and be a little late, right? So which page is that on? Just so
page
I can.
Page 7, 3 from the bottom.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, good. Yeah, I'll make sure that gets works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of trivial now.
No, but yeah. But I mean, they're willing to put the plugs on, and you know, and I believe at their cost. So you know, if we can get that cleared off, and even if I'll make sure Scott's got it to on his list, you know, to follow up. Because I think it's one.
Going to sit down with Scott too and just
see
if there's any questions.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Cool.
So. Do you have students to touch up paint on Old Fire Hall confirmed with council and historical?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is if you would like them, I just didn't want to miss it, right? Because even the old church, right? And that really depends. I mean, you know, probably want a little bit of a preamble with them to say, hey, this is how you do it, or you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's good work. They did a whole bunch of work in at the Teepee Rings last summer painting, and you know, it makes a difference, right? It's kind of a good job because, you know, when the mowing, all the grass grows brown, then, you know, then you've got some spare time, right? So, but it's up to, you know, it's up to you guys what you'd like done. So I know along the bottom there it's peeling a little bit, so probably be good to keep that up, right? So, yep.
And then the other question I had was the hydrants. For our hydrants, what's happening with them? Or is that, because you're talking about doing work in Champion.
Yeah, and those are full replacements, yeah. Here, so, I think the goal is to be able to rebuild them, you know. I'll have to check back with Scott. We kind of get partway down it and then get stuck on some other stuff. So I'll follow up.
We were going to do that and then test the hydrants?
Yes. Oh, yeah, the testing will do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that will do for sure. Actually, what we were thinking is once those are in, they'll need to test it as well, so do them both at the same time. We have all the equipment and all the everything we need for that. That part we'll do for sure, yeah. Yeah.
It would be nice to change that one by the playground.
By the playground? Okay.
We never use it because it says pump out after use.
So, yeah, that's right. And who wants to do that?
Who wants to do that?
Yeah. Okay. I'll make a note of that.
The juniors.
Yeah.
Hydrant by playground. Okay, good. No, it's good.
It's the one, too, that you had on because it.
Yeah, he had it on there. Yeah. Truman in Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
1977.
Yeah.
Almost as old as me.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
So, on to, is there any other questions for Public Works? On to admin report.
Yeah, and I think we've, in closed session, we can talk about, you know, kind of the functions and stuff and how, you know, council might want to address that. Aside from that, I mean, I'm just focusing on making sure that there's a really good handoff. I'll be accessible. I mean, if, you know, if somebody's got a question a couple weeks after it, you know, I'm not going to leave people hanging because sometimes I can answer it in 30 seconds. It'll take 2 hours to go and root around to figure out what the answer is, right? So,
where are we at with the lease for the community center? I know that the land has to go because it's the closing of a laneway. So,
yeah, I think we got to second. I'll check back with Steve because I don't know whether it got left or. But you're right. I think everything's been done up to the point of you're talking about the road and turning it back to regular land. Yeah,
that was the lease was for that land on the south side, right?
The lease is I think for the land on the
down north. North. Yeah, with the
Okay, this isn't the road closure one.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I will follow up on the road closure because I think that's one of those things if you don't push it along. So do you want me to just craft up a lease? I mean, if that's because I think what we decided is by the time you quote sell it, you know, subdivide it back together, it's just a whole bunch of paperwork for effectively the same. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that you guys should use it. Or, I mean, that's not the issue, right? So, yeah. But like you said, if a couple of these, if I can clear up, then that'd be good. Okay. Cool. Aside from that, I think we're making good strides.
And the Lethbridge Community Foundation grant, what is that grant for? Is that for the McFarland Trail?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and... Yeah, and so far they kind of vet them first, and then they get back to us and see if they want to move it ahead, right? So I'm still waiting on that and a few others. There's that, the FCM, and of course there's one for water plant.
The one question that I have, this ICS training, which
I've managed to dodge for a long time now. Right? Yes, yeah.
But nobody has...
200? There's somebody's quite excluded. Yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's priority one.
Yeah, as the DEM, I should be, I think, at ICS 300. And what happened is, of course, I got rolling and COVID happened and I haven't come back to it, right?
Okay.
But I think the DEM, did we decide? I don't know that we've decided who's going to accept that.
Put me down.
Yeah, probably, yes. And you're at ICS 100,
yes.
So.
I have to go somewhere to do 200, I can't do it. So.
Yeah.
I think it was in Cardston a week or two ago.
Yeah, and they say you're supposed to wait 6 months, but I'm pretty sure if we chat with them, yeah, exactly, right? You're not going to get 6 months of, frontline work between the...
Really? You're supposed to wait 6 months between...
Theoretically, but I agree, I mean... The sooner you can get it, at least it's still in your mind if you do it sooner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
That's good.
And Patrick, did you check the MCD for that 8-inch line under there?
Yep.
Do we have to do anything with...
Well, they're hunting that down. What the direction I gave them was... We have this grant, if you can work within the confines of that, in other words, I'm not giving you a check to, go further, right, then please, figure that out. From what I understand, I've read, is, we're in compliance. It's one of these things where, who's going to blink first, right? It's always like this, where we're doing everything correctly. Like, if we pull that line through, we have exactly what they want. It's our line, all that kind of stuff, but... And I don't even know what the law is that would prohibit us from doing that, aside from,
can't think of why. That's our line.
Yeah, but, I think Sue described that quite eloquently last time. I don't agree with it either, but it's the fact, right? And that's the tricky part is honestly just getting somebody to say something. It's the same as that bank, right, where... supposed to talk to their geotechnical person and Alberta Environment phoned them and nobody's gotten back because they don't, right? CP's not worried about it. I think they're happy that we're doing something to preserve the bank, but to actually get them to write something, we're definitely not in the tail don't wag the dog on those ones, right? So but anyway, that's a long way of saying I don't know.
Okay.
yeah
but MPE is
they're working on it, yes. And they have run lines under tracks, but I think normally they do it from scratch, so they, you know, that, which is in some ways easier because you know you got to go through all the steps.
Well, for
right?
me, this one is,
yeah,
is way smarter because you're not going to
disrupt anything.
So
no, this could be done in like a day or two, honestly. It really could, you know, assuming that, you know, that works the way they say, but we could open both ends and pull it, have somebody pull it through and we're done, right? So then we're good. You know, we have what we need, but... Yeah. Yeah.
All hands
up here. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah. Okay.
So, is there anything else under administrator report that... anyone needs to ask? If not,
I will make mention to...
There you go.
Right, the report.
Thank you.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor? Carried. Correspondence.
Yeah, I didn't have any unless...
is this for a year letter of resignation should be?
Well, I don't know that it corresponded, I guess. Yeah, we could. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, we should probably, at least for the recording, you know, I did submit my resignation. How long ago was that?
Last Tuesday
for June 15th being my last day. It's not a firm day, but, you know, I've got to be somewhere else in a week after that, so it gives me a little bit of time.
Okay.
I will say that it's not because of here. I really like working here, you know, and I'm telling you that quite honestly. I've had a great time and all that stuff. It's, you know, I'm getting older. I need to kind of chase things that are good for retirement and that kind of stuff. So, but I'll always be quite interested in how things are going here because, you know, I'm like a, well, you know what, and a you know what, working here, right? It's a lot of fun. So I never want anybody to feel like, you know, I'm leaving because...
Well, hopefully you stay in touch.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I've told, my phone number will be the same. So I anticipate lots of texts back and forth with... You know, mine will be pictures of snow and stuff, and yeah, trying to dig something out minus 40 and what that looks like. Yeah. Anyway, that's so. I know that, you know, officially. I mean, I sent a signed letter just so that it's if we ever have municipal affairs, ask in a few years. But yeah, you know, I'm kind of sad to go.
So everyone, you know, have a look at the last time you see him without a toque.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's only about 3 good months. I don't wear a toque up there, so yep.
Okay. Financial reports.
Yeah, so we're right at that stage right before taxes come in, so that's a good thing. I mean, our cash position is pretty good. You know, we just sent out a utility bill, so that's in the works. A couple of the adjustments, you know, that just haven't been booked yet is $8,000 for the ATV. That typically gets done at year end, but I might see if we can adjust that because every month I have to explain, you know, what it is. So maybe Kelly can jump on that. That'll be fun. Solar revenue is really good. The you know, that's the first 5 months we're at $69,918. We were over $6,000 last month. I don't know why it was so sunny or what, but it's a pretty big month, right?
Yeah.
So, because our budget's for $25,000, so.
So from that amount, we take the bills, the billing amount.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, the best way to look at it, because I didn't understand it completely before, right? And it's just look at that as that's a check you get. So that's net of the lift station, so that bill's taken care of, but all the other bills are just what they are, right? So, you know, we try to get the best rate on electric, you know, for the rest of them, and this one's under a separate contract. So it would be effectively like just getting a check and then, you know, we can do whatever we want with it, as it were, right? That's probably the easiest way to look at it after beating it back and forth 100 times, right? So, $5,900 of public works that we just finished before, and we're doing, I think, around another $30,000 in the next week or two just to finish up. And that's mostly labor and equipment, so, you know, that's the higher value for us, right? So, and I haven't adjusted the, you know, the salary I have in there that, you know, I'd apply to. Not external work, but internal work, right? Because Yeah, because the projects that we have on the capital project list are, you know, that I would move the salary over. The work that we do for other municipalities is a revenue and an expense, so that stays in there. I think we could probably do better in the future. We're starting to get a little better at it, but it would be nice to see it right in the GL where it's an in and an out. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll see if I can get that sorted out, because I can probably talk to Munisoft and figure out if there's a way, you know, because I think at least if you did 200,000 versus 100,000 revenue and all of a sudden, geez, it looks like we're paying our staff a whole bunch, right? Oh, geez. Were you a disco guy back in the day?
I just got so tired of trying to answer my phone. It makes the same noise for everything.
Yeah. Oh.
My kids, they all set it for me. And they do whatever is irritating.
Yep. Yeah, anyway, it does skew the books quite a bit is what I'm getting at, right? So if you're going to actually look at apples to apples, I think you have to be able to pull that out, right? So.
Okay.
Aside from that, I think budget versus actual, we're pretty on track. I don't think there is, unless you've got something specific I can follow up on, you know, but.
Parks and Recreation, 2,500 in.
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
We didn't budget anything.
No.
Because
I wonder if that was, I would guess that's, where are we at here? So you're on the detailed?
Page 20, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Is that where you're at? That's where I
am. No.
Oh, yeah, 2,500 in, yeah. Okay, I'll find out. I'm guessing that was probably put in the wrong category.
Okay.
Because I bet you it's public works revenue, right? So, okay. But I'll follow up on that. Yeah, because that you're right. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would be, you know, parks revenue, right? Good. So as the CEO, when you get past this part, you're on the home stretch. Yeah, the one you sweat the most. Yeah. I think the payment registry is very straightforward than my hours and stuff, so. Yep.
So we paid out some recs already?
Yes. Well, the school one we pay every quarter, as you know. I'm trying to think. I'll have to check. Yeah, because you're right, that does, I mean, those are lump sums, right? So.
And typically, like when I worked here,
yep.
It was after we got taxes. Like
that's right. And I think that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, because, I mean, you can imagine if we paid like the transfer station right now, we'd knock, you know, 50 grand out of the thing, right? We'd have to dip into revolving credit possibly, right? Which doesn't make a lot of sense. They don't charge us interest on it, so, yeah. I think that's kind of the philosophy we want to keep too, right? Did you get that?
No.
Okay, I'll explain. we'll have a little chat afterwards. Yeah, yeah. No, because I think we talked about it last year. If we can pick a date, you know, on our calendar and say, okay, pay this, this, and this, when you know all the taxes or most of the taxes are in, then, you know, it's like getting paid and paying your bills, right? You'll remember it a lot better when it's on payday, so. Good.
Questions on financials?
Best of luck moving forward. Anything passed here is not my fault.
Yeah.
Now it kind of is still a little bit.
If not, can I motion to approve the financials?
I will move the financial report as presented.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor? And it is carried. New business. Property rights tribunal decision.
Yeah, I was going to...
Did anybody read that whole thing?
I was going to...
I did.
Wow.
Did
you
give a decision?
Yeah. We lost.
But basically, to sum it up, it said that all of our complaints were regarding the NRCB and the CFO than it was on the church, the school, the kitchen, and so... And we may have felt that we weren't publicly consulted. However, it's not their job to make us feel like we were consulted just because we didn't get the outcome we wanted. So they were looking at appealing the decision.
Who's they?
The
group.
Same group.
The same
group? Okay.
And then Mike this afternoon, so he sent a thing to the lawyers to see if we could appeal to the Court of Appeal to see if we could have another hearing, like to appeal the decision. And there's certain parameters. Anyway, today the lawyers got back and this afternoon, and basically they said, I'm just trying to get to the appeal is a two-step process. You need first need permission to appeal. One Court of Appeal judge reviews and the first hears its permission application. If you get past the permission, then a full panel of the Court of Appeal will hear the actual appeal. But some are to say they did deep dive investigation and they don't feel that we have a leg to stand on, given
the appeal can only be for some misrepresentation of the law.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And each step they were looking at 25,000 to 30,000.
Yeah. I would think the further along you get, the more it costs.
And so, anyway, so...
Well, that's less.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
Because there was $100,000 on the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like I said, I didn't think it was worth doing anything to even get it past the permission stage.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was going to cost $2,500, which I'm sure they wouldn't even ask us for it, but...
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, I just thought it was money being thrown away.
They're going to get it anyways.
Yeah, because I would imagine if they've already won, are they're clear to do it and they appeal it? Like, I think when you appeal it, it doesn't stop them until there is something from the appeal process that stops them.
They've been able to appeal it 8 times, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Without costing them any.
Wow.
And now for us to do it, it would be very expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing, like Kim said, NRCB gave permission without really any investigation into it, which they do all over.
Yeah.
So hopefully it set a precedent that now NRCB is going to have to start on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But for us?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, that'll help a lot.
Right.
Yeah,
we did come out of this ahead.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would disagree there, but I don't keep fighting.
From what it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. I guess it depends on what you're looking at.
A little bigger
buffer
zone.
Yeah.
We
could appeal, and then they lose, and then they appeal. It's just a forever.
We can keep going for years and years.
They've got way more money than we do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
That is really what is prohibiting us is the cost of it, right?
Yeah.
If it was free, it might, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I kind of figured that discussion would end up about there.
So, sadly, that's how it is.
Yep.
Okay, multi-county area broadband upgrade.
Yes, so this, I must apologize because I didn't give council an update on this. To be quite honest, it started, well over a year ago, actually earlier, and the original idea, that in a nutshell what it is, to make use of the broadband coming into the communities, they need to upgrade the equipment, right? And then that gives us a bigger pipe into the village, as it were, which is, you know, in a nutshell, that's what it is. So cost for equipment. There is, you know, funding from Fortis and SouthGrow and even Y-Fibers kicking in on it. So originally the goal was to do this as a grant, you know, and it wouldn't have cost us anything. I think all the councils at the time, and this was a year ago, decided, well, we will kick in the $5,300. Now, honestly, that was about the last I heard of it until we got the receipt. I looked back sometime in October. I think there was an update, you know. So, I mean, I actually had thought that they just let it slide, right? So,
their funding was enough. And then,
yeah.
But they're actually going to work a little bit with Wi-Fi.
I mean, this makes a lot of sense. I don't think it was a bad idea. I think I just wish I'd been able to update you guys earlier because, as I said, for me, it was, you know, they kind of talked about it, and then I think they were working on it in the background because they'd already received the okay to do it, right? So,
See, it's done in Milk River.
Yeah.
And but even the one in Milk River is it's really good,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be expensive for the individual residents.
Yeah.
So right now it's just pretty well commercial.
Yeah.
The idea of doing it in the county was to bring the price down.
Yeah.
For all of the residents.
Yeah. Because that, honestly, in IT, that's not even a rounding error, right? It's a good amount for what's happening and stuff, right? So, I think you all know Ken. I mean, he's great to work with, and they put a lot of money into their system themselves as well. So, you know, I think being able to help them on that certainly is a good thing as well. Yeah, you betcha.
So then the cost is the $5,300 that was already previously agreed to.
Which I would have to double check. But having said that, I don't know that we had a motion, but I definitely had, because I checked my email that we did. I did consult with council, and yes, they wanted to move ahead with it even at a cost, right? So, and that was the, you know, actually over a year ago now, so. I think it's still a good decision, but, and I wish I'd been able to, you know, update you when you first started, is what I'm getting at.
So then the $15,000 that it's going to be short, Ken's picking up that?
I think so, yeah. Not us, I just know that, right?
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Because just doing the math from all the buy-ins.
Yeah. And the numbers have moved around a little bit a couple times, I think, too, based on, you know, probably the equipment he's looking at and all that kind of stuff. So,
portion doesn't change.
That's right. Nope. That's what we committed to, right, is a firm number, so not a percentage. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know that there's much to do about that aside from just letting you know. All right.
Utility billing. Bylaw 819, utility bylaw.
Yes.
I printed off more different copies of the comparison, just so it has a list of the 2 months comparison instead of how they were billing in each community. Just so it's easier to look at.
Yeah, you bet.
Just the last column.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what a 2 month bill would typically be then, right?
So that just compares because we filled by so that just compares across the board evenly.
So Barron's and Nobleford's a different beast altogether.
Yeah.
And Barron's, to be quite blunt, I don't know that they're caught up yet on what it should be, maybe, you know, so.
So on Nobleford, you got the bi-monthly charges.
Yes. So they bill the same as us, and their totals bi-monthly are $154.
Oh, bi-monthly, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I was looking
at the 2 months.
Yes.
Right. So it's actually $300.
I should have fixed that.
Okay.
Yeah, so $77 in the first column is basically per month that is what you would pay for your utilities there. And then you pay $154 by month. If that makes sense.
So we're kind of lower than one and higher, well, a little bit higher than one, two, three, the three others, right? Well, of course, Lethbridge and Colhurst, right? I don't know that we didn't have Champion, right?
Yeah,
oh, there you are. Okay, right in front of me. Yeah. So reasonably close. Just depends on usage and stuff. I think they have the flat amount, and then you pay for every cube, right? So a lot of that depends on, you know, how much you use and that kind of stuff, right? So right in that range, anyway. And I think, because I believe the discussion last time in council was, we're looking at increasing the rate. Well, we're looking at an annual increase of basically inflation, 2%, but a bump at the beginning. And I think that was to offset at least the increase in garbage and some of the capital stuff that we're going to have to pay to, because our depreciation is not factored into this, right? So, you know. The one thing I'll say is our tax rate is lower than a lot of these, and especially the commercial one, or at least similar size municipalities. So, you know, it's kind of six of one half. Which pocket are you going to be drawing from, right? So, you know.
Do you know why Champions...
Oh.
I thought it was garbage, and I was like, why is their garbage so low?
Yeah. Yeah, because that would warrant a big investment.
Would,
yes,
yeah.
I would definitely look at that. Yeah, it'd be cool if they were. Yeah. So I don't know if you want to think about that, or the utility rate. I mean, we still... If you wanted to adjust it for, you know, next period, you still have time. So, I mean, you can certainly go away and see what you think. I don't think we... I'm trying to remember in the budget. I don't know that I budgeted for the increase. I can't remember if I did. I do have some notes.
We did.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not...
On here, it's not slated to go up until 2023.
Yeah, so then I think we're probably...
It is, like,
20 cents.
If you do the math, it's like 20 cents.
Yeah.
In August, if we do this by
law. Oh sure, okay, yeah, 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 yeah. It's not a big amount. It's
for this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Till January,
yeah.
From August till January.
Yeah. But I think the key thing is what you had going before is just that you lock in inflation so that you don't have to revisit this every year. Because unless there's something, you know, if there's obviously some large increase that we get that's out of the norm, then you'd want to bring that back. But aside from that, it's, you know, everything moves along at the cost of inflation. So.
Well, I think we probably should be.
I don't have trouble with the garbage because it's gone up stupidly.
Yeah.
I struggle a bit with rationalizing the sewer.
Yeah, the sewer is kind of, because there isn't really a lot of operational costs, there is a lot of capital costs with it. Like, I mean, really, you know, we're budgeted, you know, a block at Whitney, we've done a couple. So, I mean, I don't know if we, because I think I put depreciation in there, but I mean, bear in mind that the depreciation on this is from pipes that are like 60, 70 years old, right? In today's dollars, this would be... probably a couple $100,000, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, operationally wise, you know, there isn't really much to do with sewer. I mean, it's, you know, figure water going in is kind of roughly the water going out, and you know, but mostly it's to do with, you know, the fact that we have clay pipes in a lot of areas.
So that house that they just fixed,
mm-hmm.
How much of that was ours?
None, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because when they did the work, they did it up to the property line, which is always a good way to do it. We try to do that as well as, you know, there's no sense going there and then, you know, there's a route 1 foot to the left, right? So just remove it and get it as far as you can, right? So, yeah.
Lucky there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how much of that under there is, mm-hmm. you know, because that clay pipe could go in.
Oh, yeah. 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 I don't know. If you want to give us direction, we can certainly look at it. I mean, you could keep the sanitary rate the same and only increase the other ones. I mean, the garbage one I think is kind of obvious because of the increase in tippage or in the transfer station. But
well, the only thing I'm concerned about, like you say, is the fact that if we do have another pipe break and some of it is ours, then
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, if you think about, you know, sanitary, we're looking at 30,000. Well, a block of sewer pipes, 50, and that's doing it ourselves, right? I mean, that's probably as cheap as you're going to get. And you know, I would say over the couple of years, you could expect to swap out a block or so, right? I mean, because it's clay, honestly. I mean, if these are all PVC pipes, I'd say just leave it the way it is, right? We wouldn't be worried, but. I mean, we all know that, you know, we're not fighting a losing battle, but we have to consistently be replacing it, because at some point it'll, you know, we'll start to get behind and we'll be just patching up areas that are collapsing, right? So. Oh, it's rain.
Well,
yeah.
It was actually thundering.
Nice.
Yesterday. Oh,
cool.
What are your thoughts, too?
This is why it's good to be the CA. We don't have to worry about it. I've been there. It's no fun.
I mean, it definitely has to go up. You have to go with inflation, right?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, so all the highlighted pieces are the ones that we obviously put in, right? So just, and the math is based on kind of what I explained earlier. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if there's an error, that's my error, not the intention of it. So, but I did.
I don't see where it goes up this year, though.
I think it's just.
It doesn't.
Yeah, because this is. Utility bylaw replaces the old one, so you wouldn't have the old one in there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what our rate is. I know what you're saying, though. Yeah. Yeah, if you've got the... Okay.
It's 2308.
Yeah, so what's the...
So the water is 6265.
Okay, so what have I got in here? Okay, so water the first... Yeah, 60. Okay, so that is what it is now. So I don't have an increase on this year. The increase would be starting next year. Yeah, it'd be keeping the same. Which we could adjust. I just have to do the math, you know. But it's up to you.
It goes up $7. I guess it's incremental.
Yeah.
$7 a month.
Yeah. Overall. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Bob.
No, I know. It's not the fun. It's not a fun thing to do for council.
I just know people are already taxed.
Yeah, yeah. And this is one that's kind of tough because, you know, you're going to pay it regardless. Okay. You know, if you don't even turn your taps on, right?
So. So, do we want administration to? Because I don't see it in here. Do we want to do first reading, or do you want?
We already did first reading. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is.
Find it in here.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is just for second and third.
I'm in the wrong spot. Should we want to move ahead with?
We did $7 every 2 months.
Yes.
Because we did, I'm trying to remember, was it 2 years that we kept it the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, we're really just kind of catching up. Because they can tell you the cost of pipes have gone up 25%. So
so you said we've already done first reading, but it's not recognized in here.
No, I didn't put the date in there. Okay. But, I mean, we'll I don't know if when I did the bylaw for your signature in there. Do you have the separate bylaw in your package?
Delayed to next meeting. First reading is delayed till next meeting.
Oh, sorry, then you're right, yeah. Yeah, we didn't. We talked about it, and you're right. So we have to do. If you want to do it, you do all three readings, and their permission. Okay. Memory's terrible. That's why you got to write stuff down.
Do my minutes reflect that? Yes. No, I want to know what I wrote in the minutes.
Yeah.
Utility rate review for discussion.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
So do we want to have any more discussion on this? No? Do you want to proceed with reading?
No.
Okay.
So, I move that we do the first reading on this
Bylaw 819
on May 17th, 2022.
Okay.
Excuse me, could you tell me what the title of it is?
Utility bylaw.
Thank you.
Do that.
Okay. I will make motion to Proceed with the second reading of bylaw 819, utility bylaw.
All those in favor? Carried. And do I have... Can I have a motion to do third and final reading?
Oh, for permission to do third?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All those in favor? That is carried unanimously.
Okay.
And bylaw number 819, water, sewer, and garbage rate bylaw, read a third and final time this 17th day of May, 2022.
Okay.
And it is carried.
Alrighty. Next one might be easier, I don't know. Getting all the heavy stuff in here at the end. Should have done this the other way around.
Okay. Pass notice circular.
Yeah, so I sent out... I'm probably not a great graphics person. There's a lot of information in here. I can the areas we're looking at is on the left, the service levels. And by all means, I've got thick skin, so, you know, if you want any changes. In the middle was, you know, what expenses have gone up. How do we create revenue that wasn't taxes? And then on the far right is actually the, you know, the full budget, right? So... It seems a bit busy to me, but that was kind of what we wanted to put on there. I could, you know, maybe move it out to two pages and make it a little easier, but, you know. It's factual, that's the only thing I say. Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't dust abatement like $21,000?
Yes.
Only works out to $47.
Yeah, so 47 times 200 would be 8,000. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. I'll double check that because I don't think we're expecting it to be that high. But having said that, we don't. You're right. That's what they said it could be, right? So, yeah, I'll just double check that one and fix it. Yes.
So admin revenue,
$104,000. Yes, includes the. I'll tell you what I struggled with is if I break it down more, this thing is going to be this long.
Yeah.
Admin revenue includes things like the provincial, you know, operational grant, things like that.
Okay.
So there are things in there that, you know, I mean, there's a bit of revenue that, you know, comes in the office and stuff,
yeah.
But it's kind of. Unfortunately, administration, as I said before, is a bit of a dumping ground for a lot of odd things, you know, and I could literally probably put it on the back of the page what all the details are, right? So I think it's just a question of how detailed you want it, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, is that nice and easy to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tried to at least put color in there, so it's...
And if people want a breakdown, it's, all the financials are on the website, are they not?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, because that whole budget's in the agenda package, right? Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I would probably read this. A lot of people would skim over it, and you know.
I just want to be people. I like this.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to explain to people when they ask,
mm-hmm.
Community programming $12,000.
Yeah. What's the the cost?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's lumped in with library. You know, some parks, that basically community type stuff.
Okay.
But I mean, all of this.
FCS, oh no, that goes up there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, all of these, yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah. I originally.
Why the very detailed.
Oh, I know. Yeah, because I literally did this, I think I cut it back by half, you know,
yeah.
it like grouped it by half because normally I'd like to see more too, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's enough of a struggle to get people to. Onto the idea of this. I guess if they're asking those questions, that's probably a good thing, right? Because they're starting to get interested.
Mm-hmm. There's probably some that, you know, not understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like you say, yeah.
Yep.
We got an answer form.
And like, in the agenda, that whole GL, I mean, it's by line, right? You can see what we budgeted for postage, right? So, yeah.
So what's the difference between... So these are just requisitions and then emergency and bylaw or, like, peace officer and police?
Yeah, so it's the bylaw, and I think we have a requisition for the dispatch center.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No, I like this. I think that this helps explain...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, it, you know...
When you figure this part out.
Okay. So if I go back and I'll double-check the dust abatement, right? Because I think we'd probably be at least, I think they're going to do it shortly here, so, you know. But you're right, is that's kind of what we're anticipating it to be, right? So, yeah. No, if you guys are good with it, ideally, if all goes well tonight, we can start, I'm in the office next few days, we can start putting out the tax bills, right? So, and put this in there, so, you know. Good. And I mean, by all means.
What expenses have gone up with the waste commission?
Okay. Yeah, did I put that in there?
No.
Okay. So
that's okay, you'll need more lines.
Yeah, that is. No,
but that one has gone up huge between.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't have that in there, to be honest. I'm going to add that in because it is a pretty big, it's a pretty big chunk, right? You know, so I'll add that in. Okay.
No, well done, though.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. See, that's what happens. I'm out. I'm going home now. I'm going out on a high. Yeah.
No.
They don't have a certain amount of humor. They tolerate me. Yeah.
The tax rate bylaw. So we've gone over the taxes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, every number is the same as what we talked about. So this is in alignment with the budget. The requisitions are all real numbers, you know. So I've got Marquis and the school one and the fire one, you know. So we're dealing with real numbers. We can't separate out the fire requisition because we're not supposed to. So that, you know, is put back in taxes and stuff. But aside from that, I think the nut of it is... no change to the tax rate, and just the minimum tax has changed, right? So, which, you know, I think is pretty reasonable. I did look back. I think 2014 was the last time it got changed. So, you know, it's been 8 years that it's been the same, and it's well below what it costs to, you know, have a piece of property here, right? So,
I'd like to make a motion to pass the first reading of bylaw 820, the 2022 tax rate bylaw.
All those in favor? Okay. I will move to pass the second reading of bylaw 820, the tax rate bylaw.
All in favor? And can I have a motion for permission to pass the third reading? All those in favor? It's carried unanimously.
And I'll make a motion to pass the third reading of bylaw 820-2022 tax rate bylaw.
All those in favor? And it is carried.
Good deal.
Okay, bylaw 821.
Yes.
The ACCO franchise agreement.
So this is the first step. We only need first reading on this. Once we have first reading, I'll get the mayor to sign it, and I'll send it along to Dan, and then we can address the franchise, you know, fee. I know that there's an interest in reducing it, but we don't have to deal with that today is what I'm getting at, because I think they have to actually, technically, they don't know that they're the people that could apply the franchise fee yet, because we haven't given them the okay, right? So that's kind of next in line, but it obviously is a good time to be able to adjust it, right? So...
Yep. So we just did
first reading.
Yep.
Okay. I will move to the first reading of bylaw 821, the ACCO franchise agreement.
All those in favor? And that is carried. Okay.
All righty.
Appointment of development officer.
Mm-hmm. So... I know in the close, and we can do these out of closed session if you want. I mean, if you'd prefer to do them after, because I know our discussion is you know, what does it mean, me leaving, and how that's going to work. So I'm good either way. It just, that's where it shows up on the agenda, right? So,
do you want to talk to them after? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's fine with me, yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we move those down then?
Yeah.
And then we have just reports.
Yeah, and I've received the two Marquis and Seltzer. I don't think you had any, Sue.
I have SCSS, but I didn't send it in.
Okay, so we'll get that.
Okay.
Yeah. Aside from that, that's.
So we'll move the appointment of the development officer and CAO down to after in
camera. Yeah.
Our closed session.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so that then concludes the regular portion.
Excuse me, can I ask, have you passed accounts payable?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Now, what point do you pass it?
Under financial reports.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, can I have a motion to go into closed session under FOIP Division 2, Section 17, personnel?
Can you repeat that last statement? FOIP what?
FOIP Division 2, Section 17, regarding personnel.
Thank you very much.
Okay, 7:20.
Do you need to withdraw?
Yes, please. Come out of camera, or closed session at 7:50.
Okay.
Okay, I motion that we appoint Kelly McLeod as CAO.
As of
June 10th.
Okay.
All those in favor? And it is carried.
Okay.
Nothing else, and call the meeting adjourned at 7:52.